and your
Texas Ranger
to get you there. Well,
you gotta go here.
Here we go. And play a Willow Tree.
Will it flow?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who thinks that stuff up, but I'm like, jeez.
I know. Not a lot of thinking going on, just floating or sinking. It is Will It Float, as always, brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop Gibson's, and get ready to shop for the great game, getting you out there to the Temple, the Globe Life Field, and your Texas Rangers. And, of course, if we're going to take you out to the ball game.
Hey! Out to the ball game
and put you there in the crowd. We're gonna play.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack
with some peanuts today. Peanuts, like the good old fashioned baseball pastime snack. In fact, these are peanuts procured from my very own pantry at my very own home. And the reason they're here today and not being enjoyed by the Buckner family for various reasons. I noticed a couple of days ago that this particular bag of peanuts has expired as of June of 2024. That's, maybe we need to clean the Willow Float tank. Maybe I need to clean up my pantry. But right now, we're putting it to good use. Peanuts. Now, with Heather Lee not here this week, I didn't have time to shell every one of them. This is in the shell peanuts, roasted jumbo peanuts like you know and love, as we continue our food pyramid of Will It Float items. I mean, about a month ago, it started with the turnip greens, then the creamed corn, then last week, the avocado, and for crying out loud, now we're seeing what legumes do. The prevailing predictions are certainly almost exclusively, save for maybe a handful, float. But we've been surprised before, like just last week with the avocado. So let's get our two contestants on the line to determine. Coming in hot at Hank Fan number 9, he's out of Mineral Wells. We welcome to Will It Float, Alan. Welcome to Will It Float, brother. Here we go.
Yeah, right. Go Rangers.
There you go. Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Yes, sir.
Go Rangers.
And going up against, out of Weatherford, it is Michael. Welcome to it, Michael. All right. So, no Go Rangers from you, Michael? Oh, okay. Alan, out of Mineral Wells, you have, as Hank Fan number 9, the prime spot here to pick first. What do you think the peanuts in the shell are going to do, float or sink?
I think they're going to float.
We got to float. All right, so Michael, it's a 50-50 game, and you're hoping they do what?
Sink.
All right. That is what we do. Okay, I'm flying solo yet again here in studio. This is two Will It Floats Heather Lee has missed out on. I'm sure she's playing it on vacation in the mobile edition with her family. But to the tank we go as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page and the tank cam. Of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. Two Will It Float microphone. Three. All right, here we go. Going down in 3, 2, 1, and the peanuts hit the water, and they are on the top. They are floating right now. Floating. They are floating. It doesn't seem like, well, there's something right down there that is sank to the bottom. Not sure what that is, but most everything else right now, conclusively at this point, the peanuts are doing in the shell what we thought the peanuts in the shell would do. Time has elapsed, and ladies and gentlemen, yes, it didn't take 9 innings. And no surprise this week. Congratulations, because going to your Texas Rangers, because the peanuts are floaters. Alan out of Mineral Wells. There you go.
All right. Yes.
Woo. Michael, ever so much thank you for your patronage and participation here. We have some peanuts for you as a consolation prize and a wonderful memory and token of playing Will It Float on this beautiful Thursday morning. But, Alan, you are set. 4-pack of passes. You'll be there, Globe Life Field. And those peanuts, they didn't even think about touching the bottom.
Awesome.
Buy me some peanuts. Who knows? Maybe Cracker Jacks could. There's another one. As for peanuts, we got floaters.